16 miles of spawn is considered pretty good for the Craig area. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has been tracking the spawn for decades. And although this year is looking about average for the last 30 years, it's better than recent years.
With 15 miles of spawn, active spawn, on one day was probably the biggest day of spawn we've had in many, many years.
Scott Walker is the area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Ketchikan. He was speaking from a boat out in the field.
We're above average, and it looks like it's going to be, might be the best in 10 years.
Walker has been helping manage the spawn on kelp fishery since it began in 1992. The fishery allows fishermen to catch herring and put them into structures to spawn and then release them later. Because of the spawn being observed this year, Walker announced liberalized fishing regulations.
We have open fishing to evening hours, and we expanded the area to include all of the area where spawn has occurred.
Leading up to the fishery, things didn't look so good. All signs pointed to a less than great year. Walker says the forecasted biomass, or the amount of herring predicted to be in the area, is about half of what they are actually seeing.
And so we went into this fishery with a very conservative approach, and in fact, we had to.
The commercial quota was set at 349 tons of herring, which is far less than recent years. Fish and Game put restrictions on the pound fishery to limit pressure on the fish. For the first time, fishermen were required to share a pen with at least five other permit holders. The state also limited the fishery to 20 pounds. Last year, 46 structures were fished. The year before, it was 76. But filling those pounds with fish is proving to be difficult. Even though there are a lot of herring spawning in the Craig area, they are spawning in unusual areas.
Most of these pounds are not going to get fish, it looks to me like. The fish spawned in non-traditional areas. And so I could tell that it was going to be a real struggle for these guys to fill their pounds.
The pounds are not easy to move around, and fishermen can't travel too far with their live catch. So Walker opened up fishing at night.
It's never over till it's over, and I'm hoping that this expanded area will help a few guys.
Walker says managing the fishery by miles of spawn can be deceptive. Just measuring the area of spawn doesn't give you the full picture.
That just tells you that a particular stretch of shoreline has spawn on it. It doesn't say how dense it is.
The spawn can be far-reaching, but not have as many eggs as a smaller, more concentrated region. But currently, things are looking good, and the state is allowing continuous fishing to provide more opportunity to harvest herring. The State Department has been monitoring the spawn activity from airplanes and boat, and divers will do assessments during the next week to document the spawn activity from underwater. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.